Here's a thought about old photography books. My chosen addiction, I guess that's a way I could put it, is used books. Nothing in the world thrills me quite like discovering a great used bookstore on my travels. And there's just something about being in amidst all of that thought and all of that creativity. And I spent a lot of time in used bookstores as a result of that. And the other day when I was at a used bookstore here in Lincoln City, Oregon, I discovered something about myself that I wasn't actually fully aware of, and that is that I rarely haunt the used photography books section. I love looking at literature and short stories and science fiction and history and biographies, but used photography books are a different sort of thing. It just pains me to see photographs reproduced so poorly in old photography books. There was such a huge revolution in commercial offset printing, in lithography, as it's called, in the 1970s with the introduction of finer presses that could print smaller dots, stochastic screens, duotones and tritones, that older books from a previous generation of commercial offset printing just don't look very good. They're usually weak blacks, they're relatively large dots, they oftentimes were printed on non-archival paper, and so the paper is yellowed and sometimes even brittle. And color photography books from the 60s and from the 50s are even worse, because certain colored inks will fade faster than other colored inks, and so all of a sudden a normally colored image will look magenta or take on a sort of bluish-green tint because the magenta inks fade so fast. And I guess it's my love for photography that wants to see reproductions in books done to the highest level. And they just aren't, because the technology wasn't there. And so instead, what I often find in older photography books is something that's sad and depressing rather than inspiring. And I used to have some fear about this in my early days of publishing, because I thought, I don't want lens work to become an old thing down the road. But then again, I realized that the quality of commercial offset printing has risen so much that now the differences between a commercially offset printed book and an original photograph are so slight that it's not likely to deteriorate with age. And in fact, those great Ansel Adams books and whatnot that were printed in duotones in the 70s still look fantastic. So a big thumbs up to used books, but not such a big thumbs up to older photography books. And isn't that too bad that so much good work from the first half of the 20th century that was reproduced in the state-of-the-art books of its day now just don't have an awful lot that we can praise about them, because by today's standards, they're just printed and bound and the paper is just not very good.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.